This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, it's a beautiful day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, it's raining outside, but there is sunshine in my heart. Ike, the Tush Push lives to fight another year. How you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, I feel pretty good for folks like yourself, everyone else in the Delaware Valley that's been whining about getting your butt pushed in a little bit. For a first down or a
touchdown.
Unwound
your butt cheeks.
Yeah. I feel happy for all you guys that the Tush Push, surprisingly, boy, I tell you, some of these reporters.
They missed.
You got to check your sources.
Yep, they missed.
You've been pushing a narrative for the last 24 hours that this thing was going away. You're one of the few people who said you thought it'd be around for another year, and lo and behold.
Here it is.
Here it is, another year. The Tush Push, can't wait to dive into it. Pause. Jackie Baseball, haven't forgotten about our beloved Fightins.
Oh, that's good.
What is that, five in a row?
Yes, it is.
How at you, boy?
First team to 30 wins in baseball, and they're being overshadowed by a stupid play.
A winning play.
I'd hope so.
A winning play.
I would hope they would be able to win with that kind of force against it.
Look, it's an enormous show today as we celebrate the Tush Push, but there are a few other things. Larry Anderson joins us at 3 to talk about the smoking hot Phils.
L.A.
Debate days continue on WIP as I take down Jolly on some ridiculous Daryl Morey debate that he's going to lose at 3:30. The new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are out at 4:30, and Ike debates to camera at 5:15.
You think he'll show up?
Oh, I think he'll show up.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
he won't be a healthy scratch, or will he be injured?
He'll have some excuse. He'll come in rubbing his eyes about how tired he is.
You guys don't understand how small
it is. Yeah, we've seen all that. Look, this is a big day, and there are 10 teams in the NFL, 10 organizations that have any heart, that have any integrity at all. Those 10 teams are the Philadelphia Eagles, the Ravens, the Browns, the Lions, the Jaguars, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans. Because those are the teams that voted against banning the Tush Push, and what a victory.
How many NFC teams were in there?
The Saints? No.
Yeah, the Saints.
The NFC. Saints. That's it. Saints. The Lions.
So Saints, Lions, and the Eagles are the only ones who voted for this.
Today is a victory for the Eagles. It's a victory for us, the fans. It's a victory for the city. I am proud to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan today. I am proud to be a Philadelphian because Roger Goodell and the Green Bay Packers did not have the votes. The Eagles fought 22 teams in the NFL. They fought the Packers. They fought the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, and they won. And because they won, they get to keep an unstoppable play and they have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl next year. This is a huge victory. I am proud of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm proud of them for not taking this lying down, because they could have said, you know what? The commissioner wants it out. I have these relationships with other owners. I'm going to take this lying down. But they didn't take it lying down. They could have said, we might as well pack it up and pack it in, and they didn't.
I'm just going to keep going with this.
Well, Nick, I mean,
from lying down to packing it in. Yeah.
Nick Sirianni fought. Howie Roseman fought. Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of your Philadelphia Eagles, gave an impassioned 30-minute speech. He fought for his team.
He's welling up a little bit, I'm sure.
I'm sure he was. He fought for his coach, which means a lot. He fought for us. And then they call in a guy who is once again cemented as a true Philadelphian. He had a moment there. Jason Kelce went back and spoke in favor of the Tush Push. This is a huge win for the Eagles. And next year, what I say, Ike, is we do a farewell tour for the Tush Push. We are pushing across the NFL. We do 5 Tush Pushes at least every game. And at the end of the year, and there are T-shirts of Tush Pushes. And at the end of the year, there is a banner that drops down at the top of Lincoln Financial Field. And we have a second statue outside next to the Philly special statue of the Tushes being pushed. We win. Congratulations, Philadelphia. We got this. We are 1-0. The Philadelphia Eagles this year
first
are 1-0.
First win of the season.
What a win!
I got to tell you, it was surprising.
Yes.
It was surprising. I mean, started off early in the day where I'm receiving texts from anonymous sources celebrating that this thing is over with.
Really?
Yes. Anonymous source.
Me? I thought it was early. Me and Rossini got me all fired up at 7:30 on our walk.
I'm saying anonymous sources, man. I didn't name you.
Yeah. Sorry.
But it was him.
Yep. Oh, he wanted it gone.
He was celebrating early in the morning, you know? Hadn't even had my first cup of coffee yet. And Jack's already happy about this thing. Only for an hour and a half later, for this thing to come crumbling down.
What a win. What a surprise. And by the way, the close win, as we found out during the Super Bowl, sometimes the close wins, the wins that you don't expect, they taste a little bit sweeter.
Yeah.
And we have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl next year, however slight it is. It's a better chance. And Ike, with the Eagles, we could say from now until whenever, look, it doesn't matter. We're still going to convert anyway. Mm-hmm. But the Eagles, by their actions, told you, we think it matters.
Yeah, but why? But why?
That's what I'm a little surprised at.
We think it matters.
But why? It's a quarterback sneak.
Don't you trust the best GM in football? Don't you
well,
trust?
He's not a football guy.
Don't you trust Nick Sirianni? Don't you trust Nick Sirianni?
Listen, I understand they wanted it. I don't know why. Like, why do they need this so bad that they're almost in tears with the league? They had to fly in Jason Kelce for it. Like,
they flew in Kelce for this?
They flew in the Minneapolis.
Because they fight for what's right. And
it's
the biggest thing.
That was the biggest accomplishment of Jason Kelce's career in Minneapolis, was winning the Tush Push vote today.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Super Bowl there.
What's the big deal? Like, sure, it's around. Okay. But they were going to be fine without it.
I'm with Fritz on this. Hold on, Spike.
Yeah,
yeah, you got a lot of bloviating.
Yeah, you're part of the celebration that's going on.
Yes,
right,
sickening.
Now, that I guess I'm kind of baffled by. Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I don't believe the Eagles necessarily need the Tush Push to be a successful team, to be a good football team, to be a championship caliber team. I want to put that out there first and foremost, is that I don't believe they need to. Now, they've taken advantage of this being permitted, and they are the best at it. So I can understand why they would be opposed to getting rid of something that they are very good at doing, and quite frankly, better than anyone else is good at doing. I'm not going to act like I'm ignorant to why they would want to keep it.
Sure.
I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is, first of all, the celebration that's going on around
this. It's incredible.
I'm actually surprised by this. And I'm more surprised by the Eagles with this. And I don't know, you know, who's ever running a social media account.
The 26 minutes of Tush Push.
Yeah, you're doing this, and you do a great job down there usually. This is a little over the top for me.
Oh, it feels so good to be Goodell.
The celebration of the Tush Push stain seems a little bit over the top. And – maybe I'm more confident in the Eagles and what they have the ability to do with or without the tush push than some of them may be.
The Eagles, when you say some of them, you mean the Eagles.
The Eagles, yeah. Because to your point, you're like, well, if they didn't need it or if they didn't think it was important, why would they go through everything they've gone through to try to keep it?
They fought hard.
Yes, they did. They fought hard. And you can believe reports that are out there, they were making calls and trying to convince people, and it seemed like it worked. So from that standpoint, I can't argue against how the Eagles feel about the tush push.
Yep.
I'm just saying, as a fan, I don't necessarily believe we need it to be successful. So I have the same stance that I've always had regarding the tush push. Whether we have it or we don't have it, we're a good football team because some of the principles that we have and the philosophies that we believe in are still there with or without the tush push. The importance of offensive line play, right? Like those things, running the football. Like we're one of those organizations. It took a while for people, for the fans yelling, run the ball, run the ball. The Eagles have bought into that. And I would say from the time they won their first Super Bowl, as they were a top five rushing team in the league that year when they won the Super Bowl. Those principles and philosophies still remain intact. So I believe we would be good moving forward, even if we didn't have the tush push. I'm just more surprised that people like yourself, who are celebrating the way you are, it doesn't say that I'm confident in the team with or without it. It says I'm relieved that we still have it because we need it. And that's what I kind of push back against. I push back against that a little bit.
So 215-592-9494. This is sort of a celebration that we won. We beat Roger Goodell. But also, do you think it is a big deal that they kept the tush push? Here is where I would agree and I would disagree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you that them being a good football team is not dependent on the tush push.
Okay.
But what I also believe is that the difference between winning and losing in the NFL sometimes is one small thing. And you try to
build... Some say inches.
Some say inches.
Inches, yes.
And you try to build up as many small advantages as you can because it's very tough to have very big advantages, right? Even if you're more talented than the other team's still pretty talented.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So as many small advantages, and the tush push is not cheating, but I compare it to Bill Belichick and the deflate gate and all of the little things that the Patriots did over the years that were maybe cheating, maybe not, in that you could say, hey, you have Tom Brady, you have Bill Belichick, you don't need to do all those things. But what Belichick knew was, if I add up all these tiny little things, they're going to equal a big thing. So on its own, mm-hmm. I don't think the tush push is a huge deal, but it is a deal. And the difference between having home field in the playoffs and not having home field might be beating the Browns by 4 points or beating the Jaguars by 6 points or a game that maybe you don't get if the tush push doesn't convert.
Right.
So I just want every advantage I can have. That's the way I look at it. So we do have a next question today because the winner will get your choice of a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett, at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, Creed at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, or The Offspring at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. And as we celebrate Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer, you can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. So here is our next question today. It's Josh Allen's birthday. Happy birthday, NFL MVP Josh Allen.
Who?
Josh Allen. So,
our quarterback.
Are we really celebrating Josh Allen's
birthday? Well, no, we're just, you know.
It just happens to be a thing that happened on this day.
On the day that Tush Push gets passed.
Yep. He was also, I wonder if they're going to keep Tush Pushing, by the way. They think it's
dangerous.
They
probably will, yes. Yep. even though they voted against, they voted to ban it.
To ban it, yeah. So, the question today, based on Josh Allen's birthday, is who's elite? Who is elite? It can be an athlete, a performer. It could be somebody in your life. Jack, you want to start us off? Who's elite?
Yeah, so I forgot about this, so I'm going to give a horrible answer.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's actually a good answer, but it's not like an interesting answer. But how about Scottie Scheffler?
Oh, you stole my answer, you bastard!
Yes! Yes!
You stole my answer!
We don't talk
you
about...
bastard.
Oh, wow!
We don't talk about Scottie Scheffler as an all-time great. He is putting together an all-time great resume. Someone compared him to Tim Duncan over the weekend.
That's an insult.
Hold on, man. Tim Duncan
he's boring, right?
He's
Scheffler's boring.
In that sense, okay.
Yeah. But he's still a great player. Yeah. He's, you know, Scottie Scheffler. Elite.
Let's just say Scottie Scheffler is a better golfer than. Listen, Tim Duncan was a great basketball player.
Yeah, you're not a Duncan guy.
But, well, only because he wasn't dominant like.
Right.
Shaq Kobe. Or. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You know, so. But anyway, Scottie Scheffler is awesome.
Okay.
I can't believe he stole my answer.
Oh, man.
Now I'm scrambling.
Do you want me to go for
mine
first?
Yeah, go ahead and go. I'm scrambling for my elite answer. So, he stole Scottie Scheffler.
I know a lot of people are going to be angry at this. But I believe Elliot Shore Parks is elite.
That was my other answer.
Are you joking?
At driving me insane.
Okay.
There is no one who can, and I said it to the morning show today. Yeah. When I was on with the morning show, DeCamera said, I'm debating Elliot Shore Parks later. Who do you think is going to win? And I said, Joe, candidly, I think Elliot is going to win because there are very few people, now I am one, you are one, that can beat Elliot in an argument.
Yeah.
And even if you win, he wins because you're exhausted afterwards. So for me, my answer is one Elliot Shore Parks.
I got the perfect answer, right?
Okay.
Great answer
about
Elliot, although I'm tired of Elliot.
Well,
I'm just letting you know. I'm just ESP, I'm tired of you.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know out there, it's been a lot of ESP.
Yes,
there's a lot of it, overload.
Yep.
Let me say this. Right here in our own backyard, why would I go with anyone other than Saquon Barkley?
Oh, he's elite.
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 Great answer.
Man, and obviously the past season he just had, and like Saquon was one of those guys that when you projected him coming out of college, you said, oh, this is what he can be. Shouldn't take him that high in the draft. You don't take a running back that high in the draft. But Gettleman thought at that time, man, this is the best player in the draft, and this may be the best running back I've seen in 20 years come out of college. And it took for him to get here for all of that to actually come to fruition and see the elite level of what Saquon Barkley is like. I compared Saquon Barkley coming out, no lie, to Bo Jackson.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, Bo Jackson. And I threw a little bit. I might have been a lot more off base with this one. I thought it would catch more passes. I had a little Marshall Faulk in there.
He did in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it just,
I had a little bit of that in there. But Bo Jackson is who I really compared Saquon to. So, yeah, I like Saquon as an elite athlete right now. I just hope this window can stay open for another 3 years.
He's also an elite celebrator. I'll tell you that. No one has celebrated like Saquon this offseason. All right, 215-592-9494. As we celebrate the first Eagles victory of the year, this one over that fraud clown, Roger Goodell, the celebration of the Tush Push. And for next question today, in honor of Josh Allen's birthday, who is elite? 215-592-9494. Andrew is on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, I was listening earlier coming down the Jersey Turnpike, and the first thing I heard was talking about the statue. And I was very excited because I'm an artist. And as soon as they started talking about it, in my mind, I visualized it, and I could see this group of guys. You know, when we see the shot from above, we see 6, 8 guys all huddled together, and it feels different than other statues, which tend to be an individual person. I'm older.
What
I
statue?
Remember Bobby Clark. Gary Dornhoff or, you know, the single person.
And they want to build a statue of the Tush Push.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
You remember, this might not be the best comparison, but in World War II, there's the guys putting up the flag.
Yep, that's exactly what I think of, honestly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, do you?
Yes. Right. Well, that's, yeah.
What's the closest thing to a tush push? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're supporting each other. I can see families and kids all climbing on it, taking pictures. It would be just such a beautiful thing for the fans.
And they should have banned it.
No, you know what? It can finally replace the Rocky statue. The Tush Push statue as a true representation of Philadelphia, working together, blue collar, in the mud, winning. And it really happened, unlike Rocky.
It also symbolizes an era. I mean, it's not one play, but it's a couple years. If they keep winning and they keep pushing and pushing.
You know. Hold on. You just said something, Andrew.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that. Do you really want an era of Eagles football? Now, we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. We're talking about from the Concrete Charlie days to the Harold Carmichaels to the Reggie Whites, Jerome Browns, Seth Joiners, Muddy Waters, Eric Allen, Brian Dawkins, Troy Vincent, Hugh Douglas, Jeremiah Trotter, Ike Reese. Yep, throw him in there.
Thank you.
On to the greats that have come after them. You want an era of Eagles football to be recognized as the Tush Push era? Is that really what you want?
Well, I wouldn't say it's exclusively the Tush Push.
Just say yes.
Well, it's pretty damn close.
Just say yes,
Andrew. Well, you just said you want to be recognized. Do you really want an era of Eagles football to be recognized as the Tush Push era?
How about this? I would rather there be a statue of the dagger. Than the toy. I would. At least that's impressive.
Shut up. It was underthrown.
Yeah.
What's the dagger? I don't even know what that is.
That's a good point, Andrew.
Heating up, Andrew.
Makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, there's one team, looking at the team, so these are the teams that voted not to ban the Tush Push again. And there's a team that actually surprises me that's not on this list.
I think there's a couple.
First of all, it's not surprising at all, none of the NFC East teams voted to keep the Tush Push.
I would have been shocked if one of them was in favor of it.
So, Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jaguars, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, Titans.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh is a fraud, because Harbaugh was one of the guys at the owners' meetings who was like, if you can't beat it, you know, you should be able to beat it.
And well, the Chargers, but what if it was the owner?
Well, I don't know. Jim Harbaugh's probably got more pull than any, you know, non-Andy
Reid. Who the Chargers owner?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. So I'm surprised
on that
one. Not
the Spanos family anymore, I'm assuming.
No.
Are there any other surprises?
Well,
you surprised Cardinals?
Well, Shane Steichen's dead to the city.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a joke.
Shane Steichen did not vote for it.
And obviously the big one is Jonathan Gannon.
Are you surprised?
Shots.
He's against it.
Yep.
Are you surprised about Gannon?
I'm not surprised about Gannon, but it does continue to just discredit what he did as an Eagles head coach, because he was a total and complete fraud.
Eagles DC.
Whatever. And Steichen, I'm more just disappointed in.
Yeah.
I thought Steichen was one of us, and he's an offensive guy, and he doesn't get that job without 2022, which was in part because of the Tush Push.
We got Kellen.
It was not in part because of the Tush Push. What are you talking about?
I agree.
When Steichen was here, he was like, I had an offense there.
Yeah.
I ran an offense.
So I know, let me cook. I agree. Like, Steichen didn't benefit the most, but still, this organization put him on the map. Okay.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
How about, and they got the Saints. They got Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore feels obligated to, at least for the first year.
Yes. He's not voting. I don't think he's voting
and
the same way next year.
And now that Derek Carr's not there, he doesn't have to worry about running a Tush Push.
Well,
he wasn't going to run it with
Derek
Carr.
Anyway. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. The Eagles keep the Tush Push. They go to 1-0 on the season. Do you think it's a big deal? Next question today. Who's elite based on Josh Allen's birthday, which I'm sure won't annoy anyone at all. By the way, I skewered Richie this morning. I skewered Richie.
Yeah, get recap on how that went.
Oh, I crushed him. I mean, I love Richie, but I crushed him. Just like I'm going to do to Jolly at 3:30. By the way, today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.